Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with the Virginia Star, the conservative home of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're here with our good friend Pete Snyder. He's running for governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia and an old friend of mine. Many, many years ago, I was an intern on his campaign. Pete, it's good to have you in the Star City of the South. How you doing today, my brother?
Matt is all grown up. I mean, come on. This is great. Hey, good seeing you. Love being in Star City. Glorious, glorious night tonight. Great crowd. And I feel momentum, brother.
Well, you've got the momentum. I feel like it's slowly but surely getting down to about a two-person race. You know, you're seeing that momentum. You've got a lot of the grassroots people supporting you, and that's really important in these things because we're not doing just a normal primary where you buy $10 million in ads and you call it a day and send some mail, and, you know, you have to go out and actually glad hand people and do some personal campaigning and some retail politics. You're pretty good at that.
Well, Matt, look, I've been around in the conservative movement for 25 years. We have relationships all across Virginia. They're wide and they're deep. And also, I know a lot of business owners. We've done a ton of work helping save over 1,000 small businesses all across the Commonwealth. So there isn't a community where we haven't, like, rolled up our sleeves and gotten some things done. So, you know, I don't care whether it's primary or convention, you name it. We'll go out to battle. We'll win. That's what we're going to do.
Well, that's very exciting. And so you've done the Virginia 30-Day Fund. How many businesses are we up to now?
Nearly 1,000 in Virginia and 3,000 across America.
Okay.
So over $50 million raised.
So now, are we still thinking, now I asked this early in the campaign, are we going to get El Perez to come down from Barstool Sports? This is the easiest question you get today, Mr. Snyder.
Hey, the El Perez does what El Perez does. So there's empire building and small businesses we're continuing to save. So we have to see about surprises.
Well, good deal. You know, we're seeing a lot of just negative ads going back and forth between you and your opponent, Mr. Youngkin, and Amanda gets in when she gets in. So the junior senator from Chesterfield is going to do what the junior senator from Chesterfield is going to do. But what do you have to say to those kind of negative back and forth of the campaign?
I don't care about any of that stuff. Meaning, this is politics. If you're going to hit me, go ahead and hit me. Who cares? This is the NFL, right? I am focused on a positive campaign, getting our message out there, bringing as many delegates to the dance as we possibly can. People who want to open up our schools, they want to get rid of these mandates, and they want to open up our economy, and they want their lives and their freedoms back. So that's the only thing that I'm focused on.
Well,
any of this other horseplay, who cares?
Well, let me ask this question. Winsome Sears was endorsed by her third governor's candidate today. I just want to know, are you going to be making any endorsements in the down ballot races?
I'm going to be doing absolutely nothing to influence the down ballot races. I think we have an amazing crop, and I think you would agree, of candidates throughout this entire race. We're very blessed about the talent that we have in our Republican Party right now. I'd be very happy serving with any of the players that are running for the down ballot races. And we're going to be a great team. And, you know, that's something that, you know, I've talked a lot with other LG candidates and Winsome and the AG candidates. They know in me, they will have a true team player. This isn't going to be me off skating off doing my thing. We need to win. I need a conservative attorney general. I need a conservative lieutenant governor. Virginia needs it. So we're going to be a team. We're going to hit the ground running on May 9th and onward to November 2nd and in governance.
Well, let me ask you this. You have made it a very central platform of your campaign. You want to open schools 5 days a week. I want to ask you in kind of a, not a grandiose 20-minute explanation, but what are you planning on doing, the nuts and bolts of actually doing that? What are you willing to do to make that happen?
Absolutely. Like, from the moment I'm governor-elect, we're going to be providing guidance to the school districts of what we expect. Now, the governorship is a bully pulpit. Ralph Northam has provided next to nothing for these districts on what he expects and the Commonwealth expects. I'm going to have a COO, which we call a chief openings officer. That's for our economy, and that's also for our schools. We need to get back to work. We need to get back to school. So we will have a detailed plan on, and there's certain localities that are swimming in money. They don't need money for reopening, but there's others that are hurting and might need PPE money. So we're going to try to help, leveraging state government, the private sector and the nonprofit sector. We're going to get our economy open and our schools open.
So one thing that I heard during the stump speech is that you have pledged to, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you will cut funding to schools that do that teach the 1619 Project or something to that effect?
Absolutely. And look, this is power of the purse. You know, and we all know that the governor does not control school districts. There is state money that goes into every single county and locality. And yes, when we see this poison being put into our schools, I'm going to say absolutely no.
Okay. And you would support the 1776 initiative that's being...
Well, that's my initiative.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So I absolutely... Look, we're going to teach the U.S. Constitution, civics, and U.S. and Virginia history, and that is going to be Governor Snyder's 1776 Project.
Well, one last question. Glenn Youngkin, in an event on Friday night, said that he would tell the teachers' unions, much like Ronald Reagan did, that they could come to work on Monday or they're fired. Would you do something similar to that? Or
I think in January when I announced, I was asked that question, I stated it then. So, you know, steal like an artist is the way the world works. But God bless. You know, Ronald Reagan showed a great example. Yeah, but here's the thing, Matt. 70% of our teachers want to be back in the classroom. It's not the teachers. It's the unions and the Democratic politicians that are keeping them out.
Well, one last question. How are you feeling about the convention? Are you excited? Do you feel like you've got the momentum ready to go? I mean, we're coming down to the wire, just the last bit.
I am having an absolute blast on the campaign trail. I think you can tell.
Yes.
I think you can see it.
Yes, it's very nice. I will say Mr. Snyder fed me tonight, which is very nice to come to an event as a member of the press and actually get fed. I hate to say it. I'm a big man. I like to eat.
So look, I'm having an absolute blast. My wife and my daughter are having a great time with it too. We have 25 days left in this whole shebang. I feel great. We're going to win it. But here's the deal. This is not going to be handed to me. I have to earn it. And we're going to fight and scrap and claw for every single delegate out there. And we will win on the 8th of May. That's not a cocky candidate talking. We're doing the math. I have wide and deep relationships all around the Commonwealth. I am the only true conservative in this race and the only one who has real world experience, small business experience to get our economy going again. And we're going to win this thing, Matt, and we're going to shock the world on November 2nd. David's going to beat Goliath. Pete's going to beat Terry, my friend.
Well, we're very excited, and it's good to see an old friend out here campaigning for governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. We got old, my friend. What happened to us?
Who are you talking to? You're the one who aged. I look great.
Thank you, my friend.